Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows and margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, you should have read Numbers 8, Psalm 44, Song of Solomon 6, and Hebrews 6. Now, I remember when Mateo was a few years old and we were working diligently to get him used to sleeping in his room alone. We remembered some of the super nanny tactics and began with simply putting him back in the bed each time he tried to get out. All the while, I remember sitting and humming a lullaby in the room with him so he would have the security of Daddy's presence. Now, I can't say that any of this was actually super nanny wisdom, but that's just the way that I remember it. So what would happen is, like, every couple of minutes, I'd slowly move an inch away from his bed and closer to the door. Eventually, I would be out the door and in the hallway. And then slowly, I'd begin softening my humming until I was silent. And then, just like that, I was gone. The core of that method is similar to the way that they say you boil a frog. The heat in the water just slowly rises and they are cooked before they know it and have enough time to escape. It's a slow, methodical change. Now, it works in changing behavior as well, but not always for the good. As you look at our culture as a whole, the point is well made. Just looking at just music in our culture, for instance. 70 years ago, people gasped when someone moved their hips while they sang. 40 years ago, people gasped when someone sang songs about certain negative behaviors. Now, you not only can make songs about almost anything, but most of the words that were taboo years ago are now easily accessible on radio stations across America. Why? Because most things in life change. They start somewhere, and then they progress or digress. They evolve or devolve. Nevertheless, they drift. Almost everything in life is like a ship at sea. And the competing elements of things like personality, environment, passions, emotions, even sin, and the list goes on, they all combine to make a swirling ocean of change in each of our worlds. It is because of this reality that it's so important to find out what in life is constant. What is unchanging? In Hebrews today, we are reminded that the impossibly true God never changes. His nature is truth, and his nature is immovable. Immovable means that no matter what else happens, no matter what else changes, he does not change. He does not move. And as a result, the verse in Hebrews in chapter 6, verse 19, today is one that's well worth taking note of. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain. In verse 19, we are reminded that our soul will not drift as it is tethered to Christ. Our hope in his trustworthy salvation, our hope in his consoling arms as we battle through life, our hope in his promises always coming to fulfillment, and our hope in his presence with us today will not change. This is our hope, and we are assured that no matter what waves come across our bow, that our soul is anchored. There's no version of life with God where he slowly disappears from our life as I did from Mateo's bedroom, as we are found anchored in him. Our hope has weight and keeps us grounded in him. Our soul is anchored and we are promised like a kid on a backpack leash in the mall that we are tied to Daddy. and he will never leave us. So we lean in and draw closer, because our hope also has reach and keeps us pursuing. Our hope not only anchors us, but has a long arm and stretches all the way to the heart of God. It's a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain. It's in that secret place. Oh, what a joy to know our hope can reach out and touch God. This anchor for our soul keeps us pursuing light in a world of darkness. This anchor for our soul keeps us pursuing joy in a world of sadness, pursuing righteousness in a world of evil. This anchor for our soul keeps us pursuing justice in a world of injustice. Do you share the confidence that your soul is anchored today? Why or why not? What comfort does your soul being anchored give you? Let's talk about that in the comments today. But first, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the anchor for our soul, for giving us the hope through Jesus that we can rest in you today, that we can trust that you are never changing, you are immovable, that you are always true and never a liar, because truth is your nature, Lord God. We thank you that we can have the confidence that no matter what happens in our world, that's always blowing winds and waters our way, that we will always be found tied to you, anchored in you, and be held secure all the way home, because you have promised to finish that which you've started. We thank you that you began good works in us and that you will take them through completion as we are found resting and trusting in you, and we thank you for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, I hope you have a great day today, knowing that your soul is anchored. Hit me up on 5bythefire.org with comments and prayer requests. Also, if you don't feel comfortable leaving a prayer request there, hit me up at arman@unshackledenetwork.org. That's A-R-M-A-N at unshackledenetwork.org. And let me know your prayer request there. Make sure you subscribe wherever you listen, rate so others can find it, and share to put the word out there. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.